Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where I have a guest over and we discuss anything and everything that has to do with our dreams. This is episode 13 titled Puzzle, Rocket Ship, and Mining. My guest this week was Elizabeth, or as I like to call her, Evie, and she discussed a crazy, totally detailed, reoccurring dream that she's had since she was 5 years old, and it went on until she was 18. And she also discusses her sleep paralysis, which sounds so scary. I personally have never experienced it, but if you have, I am sorry. It's really, really interesting stuff. Aunt also was my guest. Aunt is just so good having him here so he can navigate the 1001 dreams, the dream dictionary that I used. Hey, if you'd like to be a guest, head on over to mitruby.com/in-your-dreams, fill out the form, come hang out, come discuss your dreams. If you can't be here in person, but you'd like to be a guest, let's Skype, let's do a Google Hangout. We can figure this out. Also, are you guys watching One Tree Hill yet? Are you feeling that you need a little early 2000s nostalgia and some good old teen drama? You should check out One Tree Hill on Netflix, and then as you're watching it, you should listen to Tree Hill Talk, the podcast that I co-host with my two friends, Alyssa and Ingrid. We watch 2 episodes at a time, and then we have a discussion right after, and it's super cool, guys. You can follow us at Tree Hill Talk on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Patreon. We're on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. We're everywhere. Enjoy this episode. Why butt means butts. Tiny butts.
Tiny butts, Heinekens.
Evie, you're here, finally.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Welcome.
And Anne's here, too.
I'm here.
It's like the third
episode. I live
here,
so.
Of Anne.
I'm usually here, even if I'm not here.
I know. But you're usually upstairs, hanging out with your boys.
Yeah.
It's not usually.
The boys you dream about.
I know, right?
Oh, I listened to that one where you're like, I dreamed about the boys.
I dream about all of them. Although I'm glad that it hasn't been recent because they're kind of, I've kind of stopped that.
I bet they don't like that. They're like,
they don't.
By you.
Yeah. Well, I only tell Kyle to his face when I dream about him just to freak him out and stir the awkward pot.
Stir the pot.
And Joe, I don't really dream about, and John, I dream about, but not in like weird ways.
I mean, what? Were you dreaming about every what? I don't.
No.
Let's change the topic.
No, no. Okay. All right, Elizabeth. Puzzle, rocket ship, and mining.
Yes.
Go with it. You start where you want to start.
Like, tell you the dream?
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, does this one dream have all these things, or are these 3 separate dreams?
This is one dream. Like, all these words are one dream.
Okay.
So, all right, I'm going to preface the dream with the first time I had it and give you, like, context, because it is weird. Like, this whole story is weird.
Okay.
The first time I had this dream, I was, like, 5 years old. And we were staying at my mom's niece's house, and her niece was taking care of my grandmother, my mom's mom. And so she had, like, a room with, like, a hospital bed and my grandma, blah, 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 blah. So we would go and visit this house and visit my grandma, and she was, like, in a coma. Like, you know, she wasn't, like, with it. And so we would go and stay at this house and sleep on, like, the floor of the room that my grandma lived in. And so we were there visiting one time. I was, like, 5 years old. And that's the first time I had the dream. Now, before I tell you the dream, every time I've had this dream, like, 13 times in
the same exact dream.
I just may have the number 13, but it's been a dozen,
five,
like, dozen
so.
Or
okay.
more times.
Okay, okay,
like,
okay.
definitely at
okay.
least a dozen
it's
times.
It's reoccurring.
Yeah, and nothing ever changes. It's always exactly
right.
the same. And so the first time I had it, I was 5.
Okay.
Now, when I was a kid and I had this dream, it always ended with me sleepwalking and peeing my pants. Like,
wait. Like,
I'm not kidding.
Like, you were sleepwalking and someone told you you were sleepwalking?
No, I would sleepwalk in the dream. Well, no. In real life. while I was having the dream.
Right, okay.
In real life, I'd be sleepwalking. And I would wake up because at the end of the dream, I would wake up and I would be somewhere random, not in my bed, and I'd pee my pants.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
every time?
Every time until I was, like, an adolescent, and then I would have the dream and not pee my pants anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I was glad for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I think probably the last time I had this dream was, like, 4 years ago. So, I was 18. So, I had this dream from the ages of 5 to 18.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's really weird, and I don't know if it's going to come back to me, because, like, I would have it maybe multiple times a year, and then not have it, and then have it,
and
then not have it. And
it would come to
you
different places where you've slept?
Yeah, different places, different houses, different beds, nothing really, like, no common factor, not, like, a food, an illness, not, like, any stressor in my life. I mean, I was 5 years old, like,
yeah,
what
right,
stress
right.
do I have in my life?
Right, exactly.
I wasn't even, like, sad about my grandma or anything, like, you know, like, I didn't grow up around her, so it wasn't, like, I was, like, traumatized. I was, like, oh, like, we're just visiting,
this is
like,
just it,
yeah,
right.
this is it. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't know, it's just, like, weird. And I don't know, yeah, anyway, so let me tell you the dream.
Okay.
Okay. So the dream is weird, too.
Yes.
All right. So, in my dream, I'm, like, in, like, some kind of dystopia, like, some kind of, like, broken, like, down city, which is also weird, because when I was 5 years old, I really never went to New York City. My parents aren't from New York. They don't like New York. They never brought me to New York.
And to bring that vision up as a child
yeah.
is strange.
It's strange, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, so I, like, I'm in the dream in some kind of, like, city dystopia, like, the end of the world. There's, like, chaos going on. And I'm, like, walking along, la, 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 with a puzzle piece. I'm, like, totally, like, not afraid of all of the chaos going on around me. But I'm just, like, walking somewhere. I don't know where I'm walking. I have this puzzle piece, whatever. This kid on the corner, little hustler or something, like, probably my age, I don't know, is like, hey, I'll trade you your puzzle piece for this, like, bubble gum. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, I'm 5 years old, whatever, I don't care. So I take the bubble gum and give him the puzzle piece. I'm, like, chewing the gum, walking along, la, la, nothing's changed. And I finally come to, I guess, where I was walking to. And it's my family and a rocket ship. And as you know, I have 7 siblings,
yes.
2 parents. So my family, at that time, was a family of 10. I'm the youngest, and I'm a little kid, and I come to the rocket ship, and my whole family's there. I'm the only one who wasn't there. And they say, where's your puzzle piece? And I'm like, oh, I traded it for a piece of gum. And everyone starts losing their mind, because apparently, like, my family was going to, like, they had this rocket ship, and everyone knew it was, like, the end of the world, and, like, you know, or maybe it wasn't the end of the world, but, like, everything was going really bad, and we had this rocket ship, and we were going to leave Earth because, you know, everything was so bad. And the way that the rocket ship was designed is that only if every person in my family was there with their puzzle piece would the rocket ship leave. So I get there, everyone's ready to go, except for me, like, some idiot. And I, like, everyone has their puzzle piece except for me, who just traded in for gum. So, like, when I get there, everyone's, like, so freaked out. They're freaking out. And my brother is, like, you know, I'm youngest, so, like, they're all, like, teenagers. And they're like, where was the kid? Who gave me the gum? And I'm like, and I, like, try and direct them to where I got the gum from. And, like, everyone just starts running, like, looking for this kid with my puzzle piece. So I'm just, like, standing there alone. And then the dream completely changes. Like, I don't know if you, like, have ever had that where it's, like, you wake up again and you're
yes.
in a new dream.
Yes.
So that's exactly, like, yeah, that's what happens. Like, it's not, like, something, like, I left that part of the city. No. It was, like, I woke up again. I'm in a new, completely different dream. And this one, it's, like, completely dark. And, again, I don't know how I know this, because I'm 5 years old, but I know that I'm, like, underground with, like, miners, and everyone's, like, working and, like, digging and, like, very frantic and scared. Like, I can, like, feel everyone's really tense, but I'm not. I'm, like, fine. Like, every part of the stream, I'm, like, I don't care.
Right.
You know, I'm, like, totally fine. I'm not scared about any of, like, the dystopia or being underground with the miners, but everyone's, like, freaking out digging, and I'm just there, and I'm, like, guess I better get out of this hole in the ground. But not with, like, any urgency. I'm just like,
You probably should, though.
I should get out of here. You should get out. Yeah, I should just, like, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I wake up again, but I'm still not awake. I'm, like, in another dream.
Oh.
And I know, right? Isn't this, like, weird?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
It's, like, so strangely specific.
It really is.
So I wake up again, and I'm in a cul-de-sac, and I'm wearing a yellow shirt with a pink daisy on it. And this time, I, like, had some association with the dream before this dream, like, about the being in the mining. And I remember, like, when I'm in the cul-de-sac standing there with my bright yellow shirt and pink daisy, I remember, like, looking at myself and being like, wow, I'm so clean. Like, how did I get out of that dirty mining hole in the ground? And, like, I'm so clean. And so, like, I'm in, like, this cul-de-sac, and all the houses, like, look exactly the same, and they're all beautiful, and all the yards are, like, manicured, et cetera, et cetera. It's, like, beautiful. And I'm, like, well, I don't know where I am. And so I'm, like, I'm just gonna, like, walk up to a house and knock and see what happens. And so, like, I knock on the door of just a random house in the cul-de-sac, and it's weird because I know that I'm the one knocking, but then the next thing that I see is, like, from the perspective of the person opening the door, seeing me on their...
You see yourself.
I see myself standing on the doorstep, like, looking at the person who's opening the door. But I don't, like, feel like I was two people.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like it was, like, me...
The viewpoint.
Opening the door to me.
Yeah.
It was just, like, the perspective of the person opening the door.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I wake up. And then I wake up, like, in a hallway or in, like, the floor of my room or in the bathroom. And I'm, like, covered in pee.
So you wake up
exactly
when the door opens.
Yeah.
And you see, like, you're not two people, but it's, like, the viewpoint of seeing yourself on the other side of the door.
Yeah. And the dreams never change at all. Like, I'm not, like, growing as I grow in real life.
So every time you have this dream, you're a little kid?
Yeah. Nothing has ever changed. Every single detail has been...
Still the same kid that gives you the gum.
Everything. Nothing has ever changed.
Nothing.
Not the sequence of the dream. Not the feeling, like, not the dystopia, not the feeling of urgency in the underground, and not, like, the cleanliness of this. Like, everything is exactly the same. I know, it's, like, really weird.
Okay, so you said you've had this dream. You started when you were 5, and then it stopped. The last time you had it was when you were 18.
Yeah.
So did you have it, like, once every couple of years, once a year?
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I think I had it more when I was younger. Like... But, I mean, okay, 5 to 18, how many years is that? Oh, 13, right?
Yes.
So, I could have technically had it, like, once a year.
Once a year.
But I feel like there was, like, long stretches of time where I wouldn't have it, and then I would have it again and really freak me out.
Right, because why are you thinking this again?
Yeah, I'd be like, how did I dream that? Like, I don't remember the last time I dreamed that, and it's exactly the same, you know? So, like, I think I had it many times when I was younger, and then maybe, like, a few times in adolescence. Maybe, like, 3 or 4 times after I was, like, 10.
Do you remember the last time you had it where you were? Were you home?
Yeah, I was on my couch in my living room. And I was like, whoa, this is, like, so weird. And so, like I said, like, sometimes I had it when Tori was home and I'm on the top bunk or I'm on the bottom bunk or I'm at somebody else's house or I'm on my couch. Like, it really...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, and that's the strange thing is like... There were so many variables going on in the reality that I don't see any, like, pattern in that. But then the dream is exactly the same without any variables.
Right.
So it's, like, it's kind of weird, but... And I really don't know why I dreamed it. Like, again, like I said, as a 5-year-old, I probably hadn't really been around any cities. I mean, just driving through them to, like, leave it.
Like, for you to come up with that
as
a 5-year-old, that's, like...
Really weird, right?
That's really weird.
Yeah.
And so
like dystopia? Why would I be dreaming about dystopia as, like, a 5-year-old?
And then the mining, like, knowing you're with minors.
Yeah, yeah.
And then waking up again and being in, like, the cul-de-sac.
Oh, I forgot another detail.
Oh.
I always, like, I'm crying when I wake up, too.
In real life. So you
in
wake
real
up
life.
In this weird place because you slept, you were sleepwalking and you're crying and you peed yourself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if I don't, like, I know that, like... After I was, like, 10 or 11, I, like, stopped peeing myself. And I might have also stopped crying, but when I was little, I'd be crying. Yeah.
And what did you look up? Because you have a couple of things saved.
Yeah, well, there was like, I mean, that was very, very specific. There was a lot of very specific things going on in that train.
I know.
Specific is hard to look up in this book, but there were a few things that I found.
Okay.
Minor, like being a minor, right? And all of them kind of do link. All of them kind of do link in a way.
No way,
really?
Kind of, yeah.
I am so excited.
Okay.
So a minor working in the bowels of the earth. The miner is digging deep into the dreamer's unconscious to find the ore that may yield precious insights.
Whoa.
The miner may be seen hauling his load to the surface. The conscious mind, where the dreamer must transform the nuggets into real wisdom.
Whoa.
So you were digging into your
conscious mind. Like developing, right? Becoming
freaking weird.
So then I tried to look up like apocalypse, but I couldn't really find like that kind of thing. I think it's in here. I couldn't find it.
I know. I believe we talked about
Let me ask you a question about the yellow shirt. All
right.
Was
I
it like
pink daisy?
Well, I heard that detail. But the yellow shirt, was it like a pale yellow or was it bright yellow?
Bright yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bright yellow evokes the sun and the enlightened spirit.
Whoa.
Yellow suggests dazzling insights, the shock of emerging from the dark into daylight.
Whoa. Oh, the dragon thing!
Twilight is actually pretty perfect.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
that's
doors,
like really weird.
Because this is how it ends. Doors. So, like, as I kind of talked about in the other podcast that we did, the other day that we did it, the two psychiatrists are Freud and Jung.
Mm-hmm.
That Freud is obviously very, very sexual, and Jung is a little different.
Okay.
So they both agree that the house may symbolize the body. It was a house, right, that you were knocking
out? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was in suburbia, and I just, like, picked a random house in a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a house may symbolize the body. Where they differed was the doors. For Freud, doors are body orifices, whatever. That's pretty lame. For Jung...
pretty lame.
For Jung, doors express the dreamer's relationship to their inner and outer worlds. A door opening outward, according to the Jungian view, suggests the dreamer's need to open up to others. Opening
Whoa.
Inward, the door could mean, I wish to explore the inner self.
It opened outward!
Okay, so yeah.
Whoa.
This is, like, really freaky, because, like, again, I'm a kid. Like... You know what I mean?
No, I know.
Yeah, no, it's
but
a
it's
very...
a pretty deep dream.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and especially, like, I like that there was, like, a thing about mining, and then the bright yellow signifies, like, coming out of darkness into light, because that's, like, literally what happened.
But think about, go back to the first part of the dream with the rocket ship, and everyone has a puzzle piece.
I tried looking at a puzzle. I felt like puzzle piece is in here, but, like, I couldn't find it. I don't think there is.
Or even, like, puzzle?
Yeah, no, there's no puzzle.
Or rocket ship?
No rocket ship.
Hmm.
Especially, like, since you didn't really... I feel like the rocket ship was just, like, a vessel.
Yeah.
Like, an escape.
Yeah, yeah,
like, and you didn't really travel.
Yeah, I didn't even, like... I don't even really remember, like, seeing the rocket ship. It's almost just like, I knew, like, that's what we
like,
were going
to
do.
Like, being the youngest growing up, do you ever feel like you were left out? Or, like...
No, I really...
They, like, pulled you along because you're the youngest?
Yeah, definitely. Like, they definitely... Like, whatever they did, I, like, kind of just, like, put myself... with them, and, you know, like, they definitely dragged me along, and...
Because it is, when you think about it, it's such a
stuff,
kid thing,
like,
to do. Like, of course, any kid would give away something for a piece of gum.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, kids are driven by candy and gum.
Yeah, and, like, the thing is, like, I had no urgency. I wasn't like, oh my god, I have to go meet my family. I was just like, la la la.
What did the kid look like that you treated?
I honestly don't remember what the kid looked like. I do remember, it was a boy, who was my age, and he was just, like, sitting on a corner.
And that was it.
Yeah, and that was it.
And he never grew in time.
No, like, no detail changed. It wasn't like I was older, the kid was older, nothing changed. And I don't remember opening the door, like, I was the one who opened the door, or at least stole the perspective of whoever was opening the door. But I don't remember. Yeah.
Pretty much,
I don't
right?
know. But, like, I didn't see anyone in any of the, in, like, the neighborhood. It was, like, really, like, it was desolate, too, which is weird.
But it
like,
was bright.
Yeah, it was, like, bright, very clean, very, like, I feel, like, rich looking, like, and, you know, I didn't really grow up in a rich neighborhood at all, so.
Maybe just, like, your inner self is rich and light.
Yeah,
and
but, like, in the city picture, there was people, and everyone was, like, panicking and, like, you know, like.
knew that you were escaping.
Scattering and stuff. And then in the mine, there was, like, people, like, digging and, like, very urgent. And then the last thing, there was no people except for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you find, Aunt?
Nothing. Like, it just...
Yeah, so that's my dream.
Do you tend to dream, like, besides having this reoccurring one for...
my whole life?
Yeah, many years.
Yeah, I have, like, pretty... I feel like I either dream and I don't remember it at all, or I have, like, very clear, distinct dreams like that. Like, that are super, super detailed. And I actually, like, I know I heard, I listened to Seth's podcast when he was on here, and he gave his podcast, and he was talking about, like, how, you know, like, we're Christians, so we, like, have a lot of, like, meaning in our dreams.
Yeah.
Like, we believe in, like, that, and, like, we also believe, like, that they can just be, like, you know, random
stuff, whatever you're
thinking throughout the day, and they don't have to have any meaning. But, like, I definitely feel like I've had a few dreams where I was like, whoa, I feel like that was, like, definitely had, like, meaning beyond myself or, like, my subconscious. And actually, one of them, like, kind of came to be. It's, like, really weird. And so, like, that is one of the other of my most specific dreams, like, where I remember every single detail, like, the dream I just told you.
Yeah.
So, like, I've never really thought about the dream that I just told you beyond, like, the day that I would dream it. And, like, I'm like, wow, it's really weird. Like, I keep having the same dream, but I've never really thought about, like, that it had any meaning, really, at all. It's just, like, something, like, that kind of happened. I wonder if, like, the first time I dreamed it, it was just so traumatic, because I was, like, at somebody else's house, and I, like, walked through their whole house peeing on their carpet, and, like, it was, like, 4 a.m., and I was, like, crying, and my, you know, like, I guess, like, oh, the first time I dreamed it, I was screaming. My mom found me in the hallway, like, having sleptwalked to the hallway and having peed the whole way from where we were sleeping. And I was, like, walking to the bathroom in my dream, but I didn't make it. And so I, like, sat down and peed my pants. But I, like, I didn't wake up. My mom woke me up because I woke her up because I was, like, screaming. Yeah. But I don't think I screamed any of the other
were
dreams,
you able,
but I was, like, cry.
Like,
so maybe, it, like, that's why I keep dreaming it, is because it's, like, so traumatic? I don't know.
Yeah, and maybe, like, I'm sure the first time you had it, you can't comprehend.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly,
like,
what you were thinking. I mean, that's pretty dramatic to have.
Yeah, and I don't remember, like, talking to my mom about it until I was probably, like, older. Like, 11 or something, and, like, telling people, like, yo, I have this dream, like, all the time. It's so freaking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it took this many years to, like, really dig into what it could mean.
Well, I haven't really ever thought about it. And then when, like, you know, Seth was talking to me about your podcast and blah, 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 and I listened to, like, his and, like, a few other people's, I was like, whoa, you know, I have some weird dreams, but, like, I have a weird dream.
That's, like, a reoccurring life dream.
Yeah.
That's really... Wow.
I know. Now, I really hope that I don't have this dream, because
oh my gosh,
I can't have this dream.
Yeah, we reopened it.
Yeah, like, reopened the Pandora's box and come back. I'm gonna, like, pee my pants and scream my mom.
And like, your mom will be like, it's back!
She's like, you're 22, grow up!
When will it stop? So when you told your mom this dream, or Seth, have you told Seth and your mom this dream before?
I feel like I have told either my mom or people in my family, I feel like I have told them multiple times, beginning to end, and no one really thinks anything of it.
They just think
it.
It's weird.
I was like, oh, that's weird, but, like, nobody really, like, was like, wow, like, you keep having it. Because I probably worded it in such a way, like, I am a really private person.
Yeah.
And then also, I really underplay things. So, like, I could get, like, you know, like, I had a really bad accident, I would be like, yeah, I'm fine, like, whatever.
No,
like, if I'm in a lot of pain, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because, like, I just, like, think it's dumb.
Yeah. No, I totally understand that.
So, like, I'm sure if I actually, like, expressed it in such a way that was, like, concerning or upsetting to me, like, people would have actually, like, paid attention. But knowing me, I was probably like, whoa, guys, like, I had this dream again that I've had my whole life. And to them, they probably were probably, like, if I had, like, a once or twice or,
right,
you know, something
right,
like
right.
that. And I'm just like, you know, because I'm playing it, like, down. So
yeah.
I've never really given it much thought. I probably never really gave people in my life, like, much position to have much thought about
it. Yeah.
So, yeah. That's definitely the most I've ever thought or talked about it.
I mean, I feel like we got some meaning out of it. Like,
yeah.
Or
yeah,
whether
it
you want
to
believe
it. Yeah, it's very introspective.
Whoa.
You know, I don't know,
what a
like,
freak child.
Like you're just,
what a
enough.
Freak child.
No,
actually,
yeah.
Do you have any other dreams you want to discuss?
I'm trying to think if I had any recent dreams. I can't really remember.
Have you noticed with your schedule change? I got my schedule has changed with work, and I'm not really remembering my dreams like I used to, and it's kind of disappointing for me.
Yeah. I mean, I've been doing, like, a lot of overnights, and so, yeah, I probably haven't been dreaming as much as I have, and I've been, like, working a lot, so I probably am not getting, like, the kind of sleep that I need.
Yeah.
But a lot of, I have something interesting
yes.
about my dreams.
Yes.
My father, me, and my sister all have this thing called, like, sleep apnea, and it comes in different forms. Oh, and sleep apnea has different forms. My dad has, like, every form of it. He has, like, the one where you stop breathing, whatever. And he's had that since he was, like, in his 30s. And he's not overweight at all.
Yeah.
Which is, like, tends to go hand in hand. But
yes.
he just has it. And sleep paralysis and this other thing, like, sleep nightmares. But it's, like, hand in hand with sleep paralysis. And so he's always had that. And I remember being a little kid and hearing my mom being like, Rick, Rick, Rick. And because he would be, like, crying in his sleep. And, or, like, you know, kind of, like, moaning in his sleep, like, something terrible was happening and he couldn't wake up. And so my mom would always wake up and he wouldn't wake up. And she would have to, like, rouse him. So my sister, when she was like probably 14, I remember her coming home and saying she fell asleep in a road trip and like that she woke up but she couldn't move and she was like so terrified, you know, etc., etc. And she was really freaked out. So whatever. So I'm 3 years younger than her. The first time I ever had sleep paralysis, which, like, my dad's a super private person, too. So, like, I always remember hearing my mom, like, waking him up when that would happen. But we never, like, talked about it. And he would never talk about that. Like, even to this day, I actually witnessed him. He fell asleep on the couch. And, like, I came home. And I was, like, doing work in the living room. And he was sleeping. It was, like, 2 a.m. And he he started saying, like, in his sleep, he's like, Jesus. Like, he needed help. Like, Jesus, help me. But without saying, help me. And he was, like, obviously terrified. Like, so scared. And then he started, like, praying in his sleep. And he was, like, dead asleep. Like, so not awake. But,
yeah.
like, seemed like he was awake. Like, he seemed like he was just absolutely petrified. And I started saying, like, Dad, Dad, like, and because I was freaked out, and I was like, I don't know if I should wake him up, or if that's, like, worse, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm like, my mom always woke him up. and so I just kept, like, saying his name, like, louder and louder until he woke up, and then he just, like, went back to sleep. Like, I was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah. And, like, he went back to sleep. I was like, okay, cool. So, like, he doesn't talk about it. So, like, I wasn't really prepared when it first happened to me. So I was up at school, and my parents had, like, an apartment they were staying in because my dad taught there, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm, like, sleeping on the living room of their apartment that they're staying in. And I woke up fully, and I wanted to, like, say something because I felt, like, terror in my body. And I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't dreaming. I was absolutely, like, conscious, present mind. You should look into this after I leave. Like, it's a real thing because I looked into it because my dad didn't talk about it.
Right.
It's called sleep paralysis. And I woke up, and I'm fully with it, and I'm, like, terrified. And I'm trying to say, like, Mom or Dad, because they're in the next room. And I'm, like, absolutely with all my conscious thought, like, trying to scream. Like,
nothing comes out.
Yeah, nothing would come out. And I couldn't move my body. Like, I couldn't move any inch of my body, even to speak. And I kept seeing, like, a shadow and a figure, and I kept thinking it was my dad, and I was getting really frustrated, because I'm like, see me, like, see that I'm awake, my eyes are open, like, please, like, maybe he's, like, coming to get water or something, or in the bathroom, like, but I kept, like, seeing, like, some figure, and I was like, oh my gosh, please, like, I was, like, so freaked out, and eventually, I guess I fell back asleep, but, like,
You're definitely awake.
Yes, definitely awake. You should look into it. It's a real thing.
Yeah. No, I will.
I guess it's, like, part of your brain wakes up, but not the part of your brain that controls, like, your muscles. And so you're, like, literally frozen, and you can't, your mind is conscious awake, but your body is not. It's terrible. It's, like, the worst feeling in the world. So that's happened to me several times, and it's really, like, the worst feeling. And I, you know, like, I said earlier in the podcast, like, you know, like, me and Seth are Christians, and, like, dreams have meaning and all of this stuff. When this all happened to me a few times when I was at Bible school, and I always would, like, be flat on my back and have this happen to me, so I couldn't see what was going on in the room. And I remember being, like, I feel like there's, like, demons in the room or something. Like, I would be terrified. Absolutely terrified.
Yeah, well, didn't Seth talk about, like, he was asleep. He has that reoccurring dream where there's, like, a figure
over
in
him.
His dreams, and he tries to speak. And nothing comes out.
So I wonder if Seth has sleep paralysis, because I looked into this, like, recently. This happened to me, like, it happened to me a few times in Bible school, and I was like, maybe it's just because, like, you know, like, you're, like, studying all that stuff, and it's, like, in my mind, and maybe it's, like, really a dream, blah, blah, blah. It happened to me recently. I was, like, sleeping on my parents' couch, and all the times I was like, maybe it's, like, a demon or something, because, like, that's how it felt. Like, I felt like I was just, like, literally going to be, like, killed or something. Like, it's just the worst feeling in the world. And I'm, like, asleep, and this time I'm, like, I know this isn't, like, somebody in my family, like, walking around. Like, I'm, like, this is, like, something evil. And when I woke, I finally, my body roused, after, like, trying to scream or move or anything. And I, like, instantly went on my phone and I looked it up. I'm, like, sleep paralysis, like, demon. And it's, like, a huge thing. Like, all these people all over the world for, like, a ton of time have been reporting exactly what I'm telling you. Like, that they fall asleep, they can't move any inch of their body, which is, like, a medical thing. Like, sleep paralysis is totally real, scientific, whatever. Look it up. But, like, the demon phenomenon is also something that that's not, like, really can't prove it with science, but, like, people have reported all over the world of having an episode of sleep paralysis and feeling like they were, like, about to be, like, attacked by a demon.
Whoa.
And I'm like, whoa! Because I thought it was, like, just me. And, you know, like, when, you know, like, your religion or your worldview or however you were raised, like, that comes into play when you're really vulnerable.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, maybe it's just because, like, I'm having this horrible sleep disorder situation, and I'm just conjuring up the scariest thing that is to me. So that would be, like, a demon. But it's not. It's, like, all these other people.
So Tori had it. Is that Tori had it? But did she see a spirit? No, she just couldn't.
Yeah, she was just like, she said she was like asleep on somebody's shoulder on a car ride, and she like woke up and was trying to like talk or move, and she like couldn't. She was like paralyzed.
Wow.
So yeah, so my dad has it. Me and my sister have it.
You should ask Seth, because the dream he describes, like, it's like a demon, and he tries to kill it or, you know, save whoever's around. But he can't. It's like
all he has to do is speak, and he know that would defeat it.
Yeah, but he can't
speak. But he couldn't speak.
But he says he's definitely not. Like, he definitely said he was in a dream, but it's just the whole demon aspect.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he described it.
Yeah, it's so weird. Because I know that I'm awake. Like, I absolutely know
that
I'm awake.
Is so scary.
It's terrible.
It's
really terrible.
I've never experienced that. Have you experienced that?
Never.
Like,
it's
like,
a sleep disorder.
Right,
though.
It's a sleep disorder. Right. But I've never, I mean, I've heard of sleep apnea, but I've never heard of this, where, you know, you can't.
Yeah, and my dad has, like, every sleep disorder.
Is it, when you experience this, is it, like, when you're under deep stress? Like, does it happen a lot?
No, this has only happened to me, like, 4 times.
Oh,
and I know that it's only happened, like, 4 times, because every single time it happens, it's, like, literally just so horrific that it's, like, burned in my mind. So, yeah, I remember where I was when it happened.
When
and
you finally...
3 of the times it happened, I was at Bible school. So
right.
That's why I thought I was, like, maybe just, like, a trend or something. And then it happened just the one time recently in my parents' house, yeah.
And when you finally wake up and you're fully able to move and talk, do you feel exhausted? Like,
yeah, like,
exhausted?
Oh, my gosh. Because it feels like you're just, like, being, like, physically tortured, because you can, like, you're fully, your mind is fully awake, it's fully conscious of, like, the room, of, like, sights and sounds and all of that, and you know you can't move your body, and so, like, the whole time, you're, like, just focusing on one part of your body, like, just move your finger.
Yeah.
You could just, like, just move one finger, and you can't. Your brain and your body are not, like, synced up to, like, listen to the orders, so, like, you can't, like, you're just, like, speak, just open your mouth and make any noise. And it's not like you're, like, with your mouth shut. It's like you're not making any sound at all. Yeah, it's terrible.
And then you see the figure.
Yeah. And it's, like, all peripheral, too, because I can't turn my face or, like, turn my head or anything like that. Like, I can't look at anything specific that I want to because I can't move.
Right.
Yeah. Really bad.
Deep shit, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so messed up.
No.
And this all has been happening even before, like, all my surgeries and accidents and stuff.
Right.
So, like, what is wrong in me?
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, though.
Wow. That's so deep. I can't wait to look more into this.
Okay,
I'm,
good.
Like, thoroughly intrigued.
This is, like,
by...
the longest podcast ever.
No.
We've had some talkers that just like to go on and on and on and on. But this actually has, like, good depth and insight.
Sorry, all these peeps. Who's listening to this?
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to this.
I hope so.
I listen to your podcast when I'm in the shower.
Thank you.
Because that's the only time I listen to podcasts.
I'm just happy you listened to it. That's so exciting. I just put up a new episode today, and there will be a new episode up next week, and then you'll be...
Oh, the next week.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're like, oh, and then there'll be a next episode next week. I'm like, of me.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
No.
The next week. You're like,
I might put up... You might be next week, because I'm before my friend's getting married this weekend, so I might put the other one, because I'm not going to have time to put it up this weekend. So I might put two up this week.
Yeah.
And then you'll be next.
Whoa.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And do you have any... Did you have any dreams last night?
No.
No lame ones?
No.
I, you know what? I definitely had one, and I just cannot remember.
No,
I shut off my alarm this morning.
I didn't sleep, like, very well. I mean, I slept fine, but, like...
Yeah, I got you.
It's killing me, man.
Did I sleep last night? I don't even know. I, like, don't even know what day it is. I don't know where I am. I'm in some, like, person's basement, right? Actually.
All right, cool.